Yo, what is up, guys? It's Austin here. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Big Ten championships coming up this weekend. It is currently Wednesday, March 4th at 4:15 p.m. And we'll be strictly talking about the weight classes, seeds, and predictions to win. So, yeah, let's just get right into it. We're going to start off at the 125 weight class. One of the most dominant wrestlers in college wrestling is in this weight class. If you know him, he's Spencer Lee, and out of Iowa, I won that dominant team this year. And at the 2 seed, we have Devin Schroeder, which Spencer Lee actually tech fought it earlier in this year, which is you don't really see that a lot with 1 and 2 seeds happening. Maybe a big mismatch, but not a 1-2 seed. That just shows you how dominant Spencer Lee is and what he'll become. But one person not to sleep under in this tournament is Patrick McKee. When I was watching this year, he shows a lot of like intensity and takes control of the matches. A lot of them don't want to go the way he wants, but I think he can honestly make the finals beat Devin Schroeder because Schroeder's a really good rider. He doesn't really impress me on his feet or on bottom. So, Medley coming out of Michigan, he's not one to sleep on. He's had a successful season, really. But one person that impressed me this tournament, I think, was probably gonna be Eric Barnett at the 9 seed. I think coming from Wisconsin and what a great coaching staff they've like successfully had some good years over the year and with a good coaching staff there. And one person I think as the higher seed that won't do as good is Liam Cronin out of Indiana, the 7 seed. I think once he takes a loss after this year, after a couple times he's had some losses, he couldn't really bounce back as strong. I mean, he's winning, but I don't think so. And one thing I'll notice is Penn State does have a last seed in this weight class, which is you don't really see out of a top two program as a last seed in their conference. So, yeah. Moving on to the 133 weight class, they'll take 7 NCAA qualifiers to the national tournament. And this is going to be the best weight class I'm going to watch this weekend. And don't forget, you can watch the earlier rounds on Flow Wrestling this weekend, I think, for free. And the blood rounds and finals matches and placement matches will be on Big Ten Network. Not know what times. Anyways, we have the 1 seed of Seth Gross out of Wisconsin, had a very successful season. And Roman Bravo Young out of Penn State had a very successful season this year. Almost beating Gross, I think losing 5-6 with almost a last second takedown, but I think they reviewed it and he got a nice duck under, and then I think Gross secured the leg and stalled out basically the rest. But the 3 seed, we have Austin DeSantis, who's been a really dominant wrestler but has lost to Roman Bravo Young out of Penn State, but has beat Seth Gross, which is just a crazy weight class how Ribby beats DeSanto beats Gross. And Travis Piotrowski, don't sleep on him, even though he's out of Illinois. He has a 4 seed, but honestly, I think if he wrestles with great intensity, he could definitely make finals. Even take third, because the 5 seed of Sebastian Rivera out of Northwestern, I think at Midland this year, him and Seth Gross wrestled. It was a close match. I think Rivera almost had him a couple times. Excuse me, I have like a little cold, but coming in at the 6 seed, we have Riz Levette out of Nebraska. Basically, anybody past here is not really good. And another dominant program, Ohio State, Jordan Decatur, is the last seed, which he's been really good. I mean, I remember watching them, Ohio State versus Iowa. He actually took DeSanto down first, but DeSanto took control of the match really after that. But I filled out a bracket up here, and I had. Alright, so I had Gross taking first, Ribby taking second, DeSanto taking third, Rivera taking fourth, Piotrowski taking fifth, Levette taking sixth, Silva taking seventh, and Pepple taking eighth. The reason I have Pepple, he's a 10 seed out of Michigan State, he has eighth, because I think really it matters up to matchups and I feel like Michigan State has really rise of their program and have some very successful kids or men in this bracket, so I think he'll come out an 8th, even as a 10th seed. One person that I think will fall is Caden Rooks out of Indiana. Just hasn't really, he's impressed me this year when I've watched him, but hasn't really, to me, had a very successful signature win, like a top 5, top 6. But yeah, that's probably going to be my favorite bracket this weekend. Moving on to 141, which was another good one. This really decided the 1 and 2 seed, which will basically be the 1 and 2 seed with not a lot of crazy people behind them. But Nick Lee and Luke Pletcher, Nick Lee at first, Luke Pletcher at second, and this was the Ohio State versus Penn State duel. And Nick Lee beat him 8-4, which Pletcher's a hard person to score on, and for Nick Lee to put up 8 points. If you can put up 4 on Luke Pletcher, you're probably a really good wrestler in that weight class. But one person not to sleep on is Matt Kamara, the 3 seed. I feel like if he wrestles really aggressive and takes the match at his pace, he can beat Luke Pletcher in the semis and make it up to the quarters and beat Mitch McKee. But that is another person not to sleep on this tournament, is Mitch McKee took I believe it was Max Mirren when they wrestled in the duel to double overtime or ride or die. But yeah, not really after that, but I think I do have Nick Lee taken first, Luke Pletcher taken second, Max Mirren taken third, Chad Red taken fourth, and Mitch McKee taken fifth. Moving on to the 149 weight class. With the one seed of Sammy Sasso at Ohio State. Really good wrestler out of the years. I believe he was number one in the country at one point in high school. Came here, didn't really start off strong. He got pinned early in the year against Virginia Tech, which is a dominant weight class for a couple of weeks this year. So I think the Big Ten is still the most dominant wrestling program at that conference. But it used to be Big 12, and I believe ACC could give the Big 12 for a run for their money this year. I think they keep in, like, growing up. Because, like, they have a lot of good states around them, like New Jersey and Maryland, which happen to be Big 10 conferences. But I think they're building up their programs and have a lot of, like, good coaching staffs coming in. Anyways, Pat Lugo with the second seed out of Iowa, which went into sudden victory with Sammy Sasso. With Sammy Sasso being such a great scrambler, Sasso came out on top. Brantley out of Minnesota did beat Sasso at the beginning of the year, I'm pretty sure. And the one person not to sleep on is this bracket, I believe, was Jared. Yeah, Jared Verclaren out of Penn State took Sasso to sudden victory as number 18 guy in the country, but he is the 8th seed in here. And I believe he can take top 3, top 4 if he wrestles the way he did Sasso. Moving on to the 157 weight class, and man, this is going to be another, like, interesting weight class, but it's not really dominated by Big Ten this year. I think it's more dominated by the ACC. With Ryan Deacon, the number one guy in the country, coming in and taking the number one seed, but Caleb Young right behind him, which I think that'll be a good overtime match, because watching Caleb Young wrestle this year, very dominant wrestler, and gives great intensity and takes control of the match early. But one person not to sleep on in this bracket, I think, will be Ryan Thomas out of Minnesota. He hasn't really had a lot of success this year, but he can be like, he's just like a train, or like not like a roller coaster, just up and down. But when he gets the Big Tens, he'll be up and could take top 3, or he could be down and take 8th as a 5 seed. But a lot of times what shows up, but I think he can top out at the Big Ten, take top 4, top 5. Moving on to 165, you have Vincenzo Joseph out of Penn State, the 1 seed, Alex Martinelli in the 2 seed. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Martinelli lost to Joseph at the beginning of the year. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong. But Evan Wick out of Wisconsin in 3rd, and Isaiah White out of Nebraska. And Ethan Smith at 5, Shane Oyster out of Northwestern, and Danny B out of Illinois. But I think Vincenzo Joseph will come out on top of this. And Alex Martinelli would take second, but I really want to see the finals match. And I think one guy that will fall during this bracket is Ethan Smith. To me, he has not had a super signature win. I mean, yeah, He beat, damn, I can't even think of anybody because there's nobody really he's really beat. But, gave Vincenzo Joseph a run for his money for that first period for a little bit, but then I think Vincenzo took control of the match really after that. This is not really dominant weight class either, so there's not much really to talk about on that. Moving on to 174 with Michael Kamarier at number one with Iowa and Mark Hall at second, which will be a great finals match, which I really, really, really want to see. And someone that surprised me of getting this receipt was Dylan Lighty from Purdue. Purdue hasn't really had a successful program for the last couple of years, but it looks like they've been bringing it up this year. And one person not to sleep on will be Caleb Romero out of Ohio State. Beat Skatsa in the duel, so I think if he wrestles like he did, but he's going to have a tough run if he makes the quarters, which he'll have to face Mark Hall. No, he'll have to face Dylan Lighty from Purdue, which I think if he wrestles intense, he can win. But really, another not dominant weight class besides Kamara and Hall. So, moving on to 184, with Aaron Brooks at the one seed, really gave a lot of intensity in the season. Haven't really heard much of him, though. Besides, I think this is one other weight class that is dominated by the ACC, I feel like. And so there's not really to talk about, but I think it's kind of funny. I want to point out how Rocky Jordan is in this bracket. And Ohio State has went through three generations of the Jordans with Bo, Micah, and now Rocky. But he's not really been successful in the season, so we're going to have to leave him out. Sorry, Ohio State fans. But Cameron Caffey from Michigan State with a 2-seed. Abe Assad with a 3-seed out of Iowa. Taylor Benz from Nebraska. Billy Jansen from Rutgers, Rocky Jordan from Ohio State, and Zay B from Illinois. This, I feel like, is not going to be an interesting bracket to me, but I definitely like to see the outcome just because they're taking 10 NCAA qualifiers to the tournament. I feel, Delaney Embry from Michigan is a 10 seed, and I feel like that will not be a really good bracket to watch at the NCAAs if they're taking 10. I think they should have took 6 or 7. But I don't work for them, so I don't make the decisions. But moving on to 197, we have Colin Ward of Ohio State with the 1 seed. He's been probably one of the most dominant wrestlers in NCAAs. And Eric Stoltz from Nebraska in the 2 seed. But I believe when Colin Ward and Eric Stoltz wrestled, they... I don't want to say for a fact, but I think Colin Moore only decisioned him, and that's been Colin Moore's only decision this year without bonus points. But it's not really, I think Colin Moore could win this really easy, being Shakir Rashid from Penn State, which he major decisioned him. So I think if he could major decision the top 8 seed, he could definitely make it to the finals and get bonus points for the team and blood rounds. And after all of the brackets I'm going to post, since we're on 285, I will be releasing top team scores or what I think who will take first, probably through 8th. So stick around. Moving on to 285, they're taking in 7 NCAA qualifiers, with Mason Paris being the 1 seed, Gable Stevenson from Minnesota being 2 seed, and Tony Cassiope from the 3 seed out of Iowa. But this is one where a lot of people are wondering, because Gable Stevenson has been a really dominant wrestler this year. I mean, he tech-falled Gary Trow from Ohio State when I watched that duel. So if he can tech ball a top 8 seed, I want to see, because him and Cassiope was a really good match that I watched, but I definitely want to see Gables and Paris wrestle in the finals. Backing off that, there's not a lot of really dominance in that besides those top 3. Gary Traub did beat Seth Nevels. I thought that was an interesting match. Gary Traub being ranked 23rd and Seth Nevels. Nevels was ranked 16th, so I think Gary Traub finally got his signature win they've been talking about. And moving on to team scores, or team placers, this took me some time, but I finally figured it out. I think the number one team in Big Ten and all of NCAAs right now, probably one of the most dominant teams we've ever seen, in national collegiate history is Iowa. And the reason I think they're going to win it all is because they're not old. The only person they're losing is Pat Lugo at 149. So they're going to have a lot of seniors next year with DeSanto and Lee, which are already most dominant wrestlers, some of the most dominant wrestlers. And number two, we have Penn State. The reason is because it's not because lack of seeds or anything. I mean, they have good seeds. It comes down to matchups. I mean, the matchups that they're getting in the brackets I have aren't bad. I mean, I think Mark Hall is going to give them the most bonus points at 174 because he's pinned Romero. And I think he pinned Romero within 49 seconds. So I think they're going to get a lot of bonus points from Call coming from there. And number three team, I told you some thinking about this, but I'm going to have Ohio State. They are lacking in some seed zone, but I think, again, it comes down to matchups and getting bonus points off Colin Moore, Luke Pletcher, Gary Traub if he can, Rocky Jordan. Just looking at all these, I mean, they're low seeds, but it's not really going to be that bad for them. I think the most part they're going to suffer is the blood rounds, the extra points, which I think Iowa and Penn State will succeed in. And number four, this one was hard to debate because I'm only naming top six, but I'm going to go with Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska has really built up the program, had a tight one with Ohio State, I believe won that duel. Did not watch it, but I believe they won. And I think it's, again, going to come down to matchups. I mean, they're lower in seeds than Ohio State. But still, I think from the matchups they're getting, they could beat some Ohio State guys. And just are going to suffer blood rounds also in the quarters and semis. And placing matches. But number five, we're going to go on and say Wisconsin. The reason I'm going to say Wisconsin is because they're going to get a lot of bonus points from Gross. And I believe they have another Wisconsin. I can't remember off the top of my head. Gross, Wisconsin. Tristan Moran, yep, at 141. He's pretty successful. I don't remember watching him much, but I think times I've watched him, he's got a couple bonus points for the team. Cole Martin at 149. I think he can give them a couple, like, a few extra points till the quarters. But number six, this was hard. And I'm going to go with Michigan State. Now, it was Michigan State or Purdue when I came down to this. And, or Michigan State, Minnesota, and Purdue. The reason I'm going to go to Michigan State is because they are going to kill those first two rounds in the consoles. I think they're going to pin out against those very low seeds, and they are going to, I think they'll get six or seven pins in those first two rounds of consos. Now, Minnesota is going not to pin a lot to me. They haven't got a lot of pins on the air, but I think their only bonus points Minnesota is going to get was Gable Stevenson out of Minnesota. And Purdue, not really that dominant besides Schroeder and a couple other wrestlers they had, but that's why I went with Michigan State, because it's going to come down to matchups, and I think they win the loser's bracket of matchups. I think they're not going to have a lot of placers, but they will get a lot of bonus points. And back to Minnesota, they're going to make it all the way. I feel like a lot of the wrestlers are going to make it to the quarters and semis, but lose, which is going to cost them a lot of extra bonus points, while other teams like Michigan State or Purdue are cleaning up in the consoles. But, yeah, guys, that's all I got for today. And that's just the pre-seeds that were released and my opinions on them. But if you have any other questions or anything else, just make sure to comment down below. And whatever you want, just comment on what you need. And there's really nothing else. This is just a lot of my opinion and what's going to happen and what I think. But yeah, that's me signing off, and remember to watch Saturday on Flow Wrestling and Sunday on Big Ten Network. Peace.